And welcome back to New Orleans. Our live coverage of 2018 Sun Belt Conference Media Day continues. Brent Freeman alongside Bill Culhane. And now joining us here on Radio Row is the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, Carl Benson. And Carl, a pleasure as always to have you here with us. How are you?
Very well, gentlemen, and welcome back to New Orleans. You guys have been here from pretty much day one, I think.
That's right. We have.
Of that, and been part of the growth and the expansion of the Radio Row, and we appreciate your loyalty and commitment and all. So
glad to be here.
Nice to have the Bobcats in the house.
Absolutely. And Carl, first off, thank you for the fade dodo last night and for the steak and eggs this morning as part of your State of the Conference address. It's always great to see the hospitality that the Sun Belt Conference provides to everybody who covers the league.
Well, you know, we've tried to build this event into more than just a little media gathering, and we've been successful. And you know, we were reminiscing a little bit as a staff that in 2012 the registration was 75 people, and today it's close to 300.
Wow!
So we really have grown it, and you know, we're never going to be the SEC in terms of the masses, but as far as the bells and whistles and the presentation, you know, I think this just demonstrates the growth of the conference, the commitment that's been made by our presidents and chancellors over the course of the last 6 years to allow us to have this type of an event and to showcase Sun Belt football. And I couldn't be more proud of the event that we've created.
Now, Carl, I mentioned your State of the Conference address, and one of the very first things you brought up was the moniker of Rise Above. You know, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to the Sun Belt?
Well, you know, when we established the Together We Rise was part of an overall rebranding of the logo and trying to create some symbolism of what the conference was trying to do 5 years ago or 6 years ago. And it was our goal to, as a group, to get together and rise together. We've accomplished that. And we've accomplished it to a point where we've stabilized our membership. We've created a much better business model for our member universities. We've now extended our deal with ESPN for the next almost 10 years is in place. And so the natural progression was, okay, now what? And so the Rise Above is a direct kind of symbolism towards our other peer conferences. And it's time that we now, you know, achieve that level of being the best of the group of five. And so that's been our goal from the get-go, but now I think that it shows that we've accomplished X and now we're gonna get over the board. So.
That's the voice of Carl Benson, the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, Bill Culhane, along with Brand Freeman here in New Orleans for Sun Belt Media Days. Of course, one of the things that goes in, at least in my opinion, Carl, that goes into to Rise Above is the Sun Belt championship game, football championship game. Why was it so important for the league to have that game in place?
Because we didn't want to be the only conference, in the FBS that wasn't doing a championship game on that day. And again, it was part of our original membership plan back in, you know, really in 2012, as we lost members and we were going to start our replacement plan. We wanted to get to 12 teams, which was the requirement that the NCAA had. And as a result, you know, that's when the Idaho and New Mexico State were added to get us to 12 as fast as we could, because they were already FBS and they were, you know, quote, homeless. And we needed them. They needed us. We added the others, the Georgia Southern and the App State and the Coastal Carolina. And then the NCAA changed the rules and we no longer needed 12 and 10 worked, and so that that got us to a point where and we also wanted to let Coastal Carolina get through their transition. We didn't want to have a championship game a year ago with having a member that wasn't eligible for the postseason. So that was the kind of the genesis of it. So we've always wanted to have that championship game, and I think it just creates a tremendous branding opportunity for us, and we're gonna knock it out of the park. I mean, if this game is in San Marcos at Bobcat Stadium, it is going to be a Saturday, December 1st, that community and that campus community is going to rally on. As I mentioned this morning, we're gonna have our own ESPN game day,
That's awesome.
Lee Corso isn't going to come, but maybe we'll get you to, you know, to come out with the hat on.
I'll do
something.
It, Carl.
But,
whatever
but
it takes.
But that's the type of environment. That's the type of a game day experience that we're going to want to have. And, you know, I've said, you know, we do basketball tournaments, we do baseball tournaments, multi-day. But on that one day, there's going to be more eyeballs watching Sunbelt football for that 3 hours than an entire basketball tournament. So it becomes our real signature event.
Yeah, marquee event. And, Carl, that's a great segue. You talked about the potential for the Bobcats to host the first ever championship game on December 1st. And I know Brant and I, whenever we have you on, Carl, we ask a question similar to this. But now that you have, since the last time we spoke, another 5-6 months or so to reflect back on Texas State's membership in the Sun Belt, what do the Bobcats do for the Sun Belt Conference brand?
Well, they've had a great, you know, great 2017-18 in terms of sport accomplishments, and you know, both on the men's and women's basketball side, and you get into the spring sports with the softball and baseball. You know, unfortunately, the football hasn't done what we were expecting, you know, them to do. You know, the Francione, you know, era, we thought that was going to be the spark plug that was going to get it going.
Yeah.
The stadium, you know, is great. The facilities are great, and now you know Everett comes in and he's building. He's got a plan. We know he's got a plan, and we know that it's a crucial year for Bobcat football, and the timing may be perfect to kind of come out of the pack and contend.
So when you have conversations with the ESPN sponsors, friends of the league, Texas State resonates with people?
It's important. I mean, you know, to be in the state of Texas, you know, in 2012, as I came into the Sun Belt and knew that we were going to address membership, and that North Texas had been in the Sun Belt, was leaving, the question that I asked Arkansas State and the two Louisianas and even Troy and South Alabama, the core that was left from the kind of the mass exodus, the question I had for them was, how important is it that we stay in the state of Texas? And they said, critical. And especially the two Louisianas and Arkansas State, they needed to be in Texas. And so that's what then, you know, motivated us to go the Texas route. Texas State route. And, you know, I mean, I go back with President Trouth and Larry, you know, as they were making the move, as Texas State was making the move from the Southland to the WAC. You know, Larry finally convinced me one day to meet with him and his president, who I'd never met before, in the Denver airport. You know, they wanted me to come to San Marcos. I said, you know, because at that time the WAC really wasn't in the expansion mode, we had kind of stabilized, and he just peppered me for months to see their plan, and I, you know, Larry and I went back into the old WAC days when he was with, you know, Mike Alden at New Mexico and the TCU connection that he had, and so I finally relented and I said, listen, I've got a flight at 10 o'clock, you know, I'll meet with you from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. They flew up for the day, met at the airport, and showed me their plan. And, I mean, I was immediately impressed with what they were doing. Made my first campus visit, saw the stadium plan, saw their business plan. So, I mean, I've been fans of them and what they've been able to do, to build the university in general. And now it's time for football to capitalize on all that.
Again, right now we're joined by the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, Carl Benson. And, Carl, there's so much great representation here from all the member schools, from your conference, from the bowls, and also here from the college football playoff is Alfred White. Now, I look back at what happened last college football season. Central Florida had an amazing year. They do play, though, in a G5 conference. They didn't get one of those four invites. There have been talks about possible expansion. Ultimately, what would it take for a G5 program like one from the Sun Belt to get a playoff invite down the road?
Well, again, our goal right now is to be the highest rated of the group of five, and to have our champion be the highest rated, and to play in one of those access games that was created specifically for the Sun Belt and Conference USA and Mountain West and Mid-American and the American. And, you know, last year's Central Florida, granted, they had a great year. But the system that's in place that we all agreed to, we all benefit from, you know, we take, you know, it's been a sizable financial windfall for the five conferences, and we know the rules. Mm-hmm. So now, saying that, if this coming year Texas State goes undefeated and beats beats a Big 12 team and whatever, and is only ranked number 6 or 7 and doesn't get in, will I pound on the table and say that Texas State, you know, got the short end of the deal and did the Sun Belt get the short end of the deal? I probably will. But in the meantime, we need to focus on getting to that point. Mm-hmm. So I'm not too concerned that there isn't access there. And I've mm-hmm. been part of the system for 20 plus years, going back to when BYU didn't make it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I testified, you know, in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee about the collusion that occurred that kept BYU out of the Fiesta Bowl. Uh-huh. So I mean, I've fought this battle before, and I think you have to pick and choose which battles you're gonna, you know. When I testified under oath that the commissioner of the Big Ten and the commissioner of the SEC were in collusion mm-hmm. To keep them out, and I'm this young commissioner, I'm saying my career is probably over right now, and fortunately they understood and shook hands afterwards, and you know, went on to be friends and colleagues. But before you take them on, you better make sure you can win.
Well, I get the sense, though, that one of these days, sooner or later, you might be fighting one of those battles, because the quality of play in the Sun Belt Conference from the time that you came on board to where it is now has grown immensely. You mentioned the bowl record earlier, mm-hmm. And you look at what happened this past year in the bowl. It's going 4-1. There's now 5 bowl tie-ins for the Sun Belt. You know, on a national stage, just how much more respect has the conference gotten from a brand standpoint and a quality standpoint in terms of football?
We have proven ourselves, so to speak. But what has been missing, and we've been on the verge a couple of times, we've got to get that team in the top 25.
Yeah.
And then we've got to get that team to get to the top 20. And then we've got to get a team that is, you know, whether it's the Boise State type team or it's the Central Florida or, you know, whatever, the Houstons, you know, we need that team that gets there. Troy last year, you know, after they beat LSU, if they come back and beat South Alabama and run the table, I'll tell you what, they're right there.
Yeah.
They're a top 20 team.
Yeah.
And so we were close last year, and we just need to have one of the teams. And, you know, I talked earlier today about our scheduling. And our scheduling philosophy, it's going to work. It will work. And whether it's this year, and I don't have the, you know, Texas State's one, you know.
We're following the model.
Yep. Yeah. No, I know you are. Yeah. You know, and just looking to see what that team was. But
Rutgers is the
Rutgers.
Park.
Rutgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the type of opponent you need right
yep.
now. And so, I mean, it's set up, and they get it, and they understand it. Just, you know, gotta execute.
Well, Carl, as always, a pleasure visiting with you, and looking forward to another great football season for the Sun Belt.
Okay, fellas, appreciate
Thanks,
it
Carl.
All.
That again, the Commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, Carl Benson, joining us here from Radio Row at the 2018 Sun Belt Conference Media Day. We have more live coverage coming up in just a moment.